Welcome to the 16th episode of the Weekend Windup here on BetPlay 105.1.
Are you sure it's the 16th? I don't even know.
I think it's the 16th. If, unless
There's
you count
too many
the
at this point.
But in studio today with us, we have Manny back from wherever he
I'm
was
back.
Last week. He's yeah. back. We got Matt and guest host.
What's up?
Guest host Shane Curtin.
Hey, what's up?
Recurring guest, but his first time here hosting in the studio.
Yeah, I'm honored.
Yeah,
he's such a step up from being a guest.
He's a big award-winning listener.
Oh yeah, every week.
Yeah,
non-stop.
every week. Yep, and he's been on the show a few times. So now we figured we'd give him a chance to guest host
because
he's
my
just
shot.
Yeah, he's just so amazing and we love him.
Oh.
So, all right.
Hold on. Before we start, yeah? I think I deserve that chair over there in the corner because Manny's never here. And I'm here in the with a stool, like, right? Come
Matt,
on,
you're
come on,
it took you probably 10 minutes to get from the Bedford Public Library, which is across the street to here.
If you guys want content, I can explain to you why that took me 10 minutes.
Know
to
your
get
role, here. Matt.
know your role, Manny. Jeez.
All right, let's get right into it here. So last week we introduced this new segment we're going to do over the summer called Mount Rushmore, basically the four best. People in or places or things in a certain category. So, in honor of the NBA draft occurring last night, we have the Mount Rushmore of number one picks, just in any sport, just number
All
one
sports.
Picks. Yeah, so we got some good ones here. Matt, why don't you kick us off?
So, my Mount Rushmore for number one picks, I have a few. A few of them are my favorite, a few of them aren't. So, let's start off with Connor McDavid, possibly the best, second best hockey player of all time.
Of all time, wow!
Yep.
What did you just say?
He's about 2 years into the league, right?
Yeah,
he won the Hart Trophy this year.
He did so win the Hart Trophy. That's big time.
I saw that,
but the
second
guy,
year is career, you're claiming the second best of all time.
Yeah, but
who's number one?
Austin Matthews, of course, the second best. Also on the Mount Rushmore of number one picks. He won the Calder, which is for the best rookie. So he would have won the Hart if he was a little bit older, right? He scored 40 goals. I think that's best player of all time.
Wow. Rookie season, too.
Yep.
You got to give him some respect for that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm wearing his shirt right now, Bad Radio. I'm currently wearing my Austin Matthews shirt. Great shirt.
Matt's a Maple Leafs fan for no apparent reason.
Matt thinks he lives in Toronto.
Yeah.
I actually don't. I live in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Matt
on
loves
Bedford
Toronto.
105.1.
Maple syrup, yeah. He likes
syrup.
To say sorry.
Sorry.
It's a communist country, no surprise.
Manny.
Moscow Matt, are we going to bring that back?
Trudeau is his true hero.
Trudeau's troops. Here we go.
Okay, I'm moving on. Third on the Mount Rushmore of number one overall picks is Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. Current businessman of A-Rod Corp. Not known for his baseball playing skills, of course. However, known for his great business skills in the office, always posting on Twitter his next business move.
Signing
those baseballs and having daddy-daughter time in the office. That's about it. As you see, he's like, oh, I'm bringing, it's always bring your kids to work day. But I'm pretty sure his office is in the bedroom anyway. So it
quick little A-Rod debate, embrace debate here. Should A-Rod be in the Hall of Fame?
No,
absolutely
Wow.
Not. No.
Yes. I was going to say yes.
Yes, he should be
kicked out of high school.
No, he should be in the Hall of Fame, and so should Barry Bonds.
No.
Yeah.
He should be kicked out of baseball.
Are you going to keep the home run leader out of the Hall of Fame?
He's
because
not the
he
home
did Royce. He's not the home run leader because he cheated. He cheated, so he's not the home run leader.
Yeah, but if Barry Bonds is the home run leader and you're going to keep him out, but they shouldn't. They should put him in.
The home run leader already is in Cooperstown. Hank Aaron.
Yeah, Hank Aaron's the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds isn't the home run leader because his home runs they don't count because he was doing roids.
But they do count.
I don't think they do, or he'd be in the Hall of Fame.
I have my opinion.
Hall of Fame is also about character, and Barry Bonds didn't have good character, so that's that. Kurt Schilling's
Barry
a great guy.
A lot of people...
Yes, he is. If you want to talk about that, we can take that outside, Shane.
A lot of people said Barry Bonds was the best hitter they faced. Like, pitchers? Like,
if he never got on roids, he would be in the Hall of Fame
He
anyway.
Would still be in the Hall of Fame. I agree, which is why I think he should be in the
Fact
Hall of Fame.
Fact is, he took roids.
But he screwed up.
He did
only
that
got
himself.
One shot in life, Mitch.
Hall of Fame.
The holdout that he's gotten already is enough punishment.
The problem with A-Rod is not only was he on roids, but he's just the worst type of person on the face of the planet. The only thing I remember about A-Rod is the play when he knocked the ball out of the glove. And he's like, no, I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Immediately, dumb. I would have no vote for him after that play.
I actually kind of like A-Rod now. I never liked him as a player.
A-Rod as an analyst
classic.
For Fox Sports.
Great.
He gives some great content.
Yeah, he's
content.
Got some good content.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love his Fox Sports content. Also, A-Rod Corp. Buy his shirts.
free ads.
Yankee fan.
All right, Matt, you got one more. Oh. Let's move on.
I do have one more. All right, thanks for embracing debate with us. Yep. That was embracing debate
that,
on Bedford.
That was fun.
On Bedford 105.1. We have a lot of that. So my next number one overall pick is my team, the Timberwolves. We beat Mitch's team yesterday. We both weren't there because we had more important things to do.
This is Summer Biddy.
Summer Biddy.
To specify.
Jack O'Donnell.
Yeah.
Best. People were laughing when Eric Flynn steps up in his
suit.
Yeah,
I was in the room. Eric Flynn announced the pick of Jack O'Donnell, and the whole place burst out. Yeah.
Okay, the score yesterday of the game was 64-63. Timberwolves over the Magic. Magic
64-63?
Yep.
Yeah, it's high scoring game. Everybody. Yeah.
On the back of Jack O'Donnell and Donnie Crowder.
All right, so yeah, I'm on the Magic. I have not been to one of my team's three games yet. So that's why we didn't win.
Mitch's team beat my team.
Well, we did.
Yeah,
oh, good.
You weren't even there.
No, I wasn't there.
Yeah, we lost.
Yeah, we're going to get into your team a little bit later on. We got the weapon coming back on the show.
A little
sneak preview. Manny, let's hear your Mount Rushmore.
All right, let me give you a Mount Rushmore. The first one, undoubt, has to be on everyone's Mount Rushmore. Ken Griffey Jr.
Yep.
I mean, he was like, probably better than Barry Bonds, Shane. Probably better than Barry Bonds.
I agree with that.
Yeah. He was a hero, and his dad was a hero too. And he definitely belongs there on your top. Next one, I got Yao Ming.
Wow.
Hot take. Yao Ming.
It's culture week.
It's culture week. You got to bring on Yao Ming. He, just because of who he is, he belongs as the number. He's got to be on the Mount Rushmore for me because he brought a culture shock to NBA basketball. That's where we got Jeremy Lin.
Yep.
You can thank Jeremy Lin. Better thank Yao Ming. Wouldn't be here without him.
For the 5 years Yao Ming was in the NBA and wasn't like hurt or whatever, he was
good.
He was amazing.
He was really good.
Yeah, he was dominant. I mean, 7'6", nobody's gonna stop him. Yeah.
Even better than Yao Ming, my next Mount Rushmore.
Oh geez,
Michael Vick.
Wow.
We are on a roll.
We're
no one better than Michael Vick. Who did he get drafted by the Philadelphia
Falcons?
Falcons.
He got drafted by the Falcons.
Yeah.
That fit him. I mean, he was a powerhouse for years. He had a little fallen out.
Wait, so why did he stop? Why was he on the Falcons for like such a short time and then went to Philadelphia? What was the reason for that? Do you know?
It happens. No idea.
Business.
I remember Madden 06. Michael Vick was dominant.
He's the cheat code.
He was the start of the modern quarterback because he could run and throw.
Yeah.
He epitomized modern. You can thank him for that. Look at this. All my draft
Cam
picks.
Newton can
the
thank,
league,
so
thank
Vick.
Cam Newton, Robert
Cam Newton
Griffin.
Can thank, they can thank Michael Vick for being in the NFL.
I'd agree with that.
Who else? I'm trying to think who else. Well, now quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers are still mobile now. You know?
Yeah, but you know who you got that still leads the pack? Tom Brady. You don't need mobility.
True.
You just need heart.
He wasn't a number one overall pick, though.
Yeah, that's why. Because he's hot heart. Oh. Okay. My last one, Troy Aikman.
Yep.
Great guy. Better football player. Gotta be.
Who says that? Manny Ray, great person, even better baseball player. That's not how it works.
That's how it works.
Even better analyst for Fox.
Yeah.
He's a
first round pick because of his analyst.
Oh yeah.
Not because of
analysm,
his football.
Yes.
That's how
analysm is a word.
Vocabulary.
Analysis, I think, is the word you were looking for.
Analysm.
Tufts 21.
Analysm. Just made up a new word. Analysm.
All right. Moving on. That was something. Shane.
You're welcome,
here we go.
People.
First segment for you. Don't screw this one up. All right.
Oh, man,
you
got it, buddy. All right. So my first pick on the Mount Rushmore, number one overall picks, we got Greg Oden.
Greg Oden,
who was picked over my least favorite player in any sport ever, Kevin Durant.
Yep.
Who obviously,
you don't like Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant is a word that I'm not allowed to say on the show.
Do you like? What do you like? LeBron?
No, I hate LeBron.
All right,
both. That's fair.
I respect that.
Greg Oden, though, he had quite
fair.
Greg Oden. I mean. Considered one of the worst number one picks of all time. You know, it's not the Mount Rushmore of best number one picks. It's the Mount Rushmore
of number one picks.
Number one picks.
Number one picks we're going to remember.
Yeah, you think number one picks, you think of guys like Greg Oden.
Yep.
And also guys like Anthony Bennett, my second choice.
Wow.
My guy,
what
Anthony Bennett.
A-plus transition.
Boom.
Wow.
Man, watch out, Franny. So I got Anthony Bennett next. Infamous.
There you go.
Analysm. All right, so Anthony Bennett, considered the worst number one pick in NBA history, pretty much, by me at least.
Has he even scored in the NBA?
He's out of the NBA. He just won a title in the Turkish League.
Woo!
I believe.
Oh, wow.
So he's the champion.
And how many years ago was he drafted? 3 years ago?
Yeah, he's like still like 22
Seven.
Years old.
Yeah.
And he's the worst.
Yeah. That's a yeah. That's he's quite the number one
from Toronto,
pick.
By the way.
Hometown boy. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. We got
he's
Bryce
from
Harper.
The six.
He was from the six.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Bryce Harper.
Bryce Harper.
A lot on his hair game. And
oh, yeah.
How he's one of the most naturally hateable people.
Yeah. Without
out there.
A doubt.
Yep.
You just like, look at him.
That's just
immediate hatred.
I don't hate him that much, mostly because he like helped me in fantasy a lot the year he broke out. Yeah, big fan of that.
When he goes to the Yankees, I cannot wait to hate him even more than I do now.
I can't stand the guy.
I don't hate him that much right now, but I'm going to hate him
when he's on the Yankees in a couple of years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's better, Cody Bellinger or Bryce Harper?
Cody Bellinger.
Bryce Harper.
Bryce
Cody
Harper.
Bellinger. Cody Bellinger's got a lot more to prove.
Cody Bellinger's swing, when you see those hips fire, you know that thing's going a mile. He weighs about 40 pounds less than Bryce Harper, and he's 10 times better.
Bryce Harper has a lot of product in his hair. You didn't take that into account.
Yeah.
It's a lot of weight right there.
There's a lot of weight there. Bryce Harper's hair is just not shouldn't be allowed.
Okay, it's pretty magnificent. All right.
All right, you got one more NBA player, right?
All right. I got Kareem.
Kareem and Dream.
The Dream.
The best number one pick. In any sport, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow, that's a hot take.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't like LeBron, so he can get out.
Yeah,
yeah, Kareem, the skyhook, unblockable shot. Nothing you can do about it. Him and Magic, Showtime.
The Kareem hook shot won me so many games of horse when I was a kid. It's not even funny.
I think we're forgetting about one. Wait, was Kwame Brown a first overall pick?
He was.
Yeah.
We're forgetting one. Then we need to add a fifth head to the Mount Rushmore. Uh-oh. Kwame Brown's up there, too.
All right.
Along with Anthony Bennett.
Matt's cheating on here on the Mount Rushmore segment, but yeah. Cool.
Kwame is just the fifth on all
of
ours.
Bedford 105.1 weekend windup.
Quick plug right there. All right. I'm going to go ahead. First one I got, Shaq.
Ah.
If not for his NBA career, for his rap career, because that was something.
Shaq Diesel.
The Diesel.
He is the man. He has one of the best post-retirement careers I've ever seen.
Gold Bond commercials.
Gold Bond commercials.
Inside the NBA.
Inside the NBA, TNT.
Yep.
His he makes Gold Bond interesting.
Yep.
There's no way. It's just
nobody
it's
would know Gold
for things
Bond is.
That no one wants to talk about, and he makes it awesome.
He is the Rock of commercials.
Speaking of the Rock of commercials, Peyton Manning, my next number one draft pick.
Peyton Manning.
Hey. Nationwide is on your side.
Papa John's almost beats Papa John's.
Nationwide, Papa John's. I mean,
that is true.
Between the two of them,
he is the
he's quite the commercial
I've ever seen.
I'm Peyton Manning.
He's got a big
Peyton
forehead
Manning in the studio.
He would make the Mount Rushmore foreheads as well.
Yes,
definitely.
Without it,
and I guess his NFL career was okay. Nothing special.
Well, he's not even close to being the greatest of all time.
No, not even close. Nope.
Honestly, he's trash. He's a bad football player. If we want to have some hot takes here.
Yeah, that's a hot one. Here we go. We're trying to be more inclusive here on the Weekend Windup. So my next one, Brittany Griner.
Uh-huh. Oh, she was the GOAT.
Getting the ladies.
Potentially a man, though. We don't know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Should we edit that part out?
That's a little aggressive. We'll edit that out.
No, we're not editing that out. That's staying.
No,
that's
good radio right there. We're going to leave that in.
Good radio right there.
But yeah, she's pretty dominant. She's like, how tall is she? 6'8", 6'10"?
When I saw her throw down in the NCAA tournament, nothing better. Nothing beats it.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been a huge UConn fan. My parents grew up Connecticut. My mom grew up Connecticut. All of my cousins went to UConn. Huge UConn fan. But when she would play, I was like, oh, we're in trouble. Still beat them, though, because, you know, UConn girls, they're the GOATs.
I also
last year they choked. But
think she's one of three or four women to ever dunk.
Yeah.
Like, that's something.
There's so many women that could easily dunk, but they just don't do it.
Yeah, in a game.
And she throws down.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
The WNBA layup contest coming soon.
Two-handed layup city.
All right.
The real question, though, to our... Speaking of WNBA... we have our fourth host, who's not here today.
Yep.
Sorry, our fifth.
It's okay.
Fifth host.
I'm the reserve.
Flanagan, after he lost our fantasy football league, he's supposed to have a little sacco. So, Flanny, if you're out there, don't worry. We didn't forget about your sacco.
That's coming up.
You're still going to watch a WNBA layup contest.
Yep. That's going to... Quick plug for the sacco. Yeah. last one of my Mount Rushmore. We're getting way off topic here. Last one on the Mount Rushmore of number one picks. Kyrie Irving for taking LeBron to the finals.
Yeah.
3 years in a row.
Yeah, LeBron didn't do crap, honestly.
No.
He owes Kyrie.
Actually, was it 2 years? I think it was 2 years in a row.
2 years.
Yeah.
Three.
LeBron was there 3 years.
Oh, 3 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Was Kyrie
there
3 years?
Yeah, I was right. Okay.
And that's it good. Because LeBron's leaving.
Yeah, where do you think he's going?
Oh, wow. Hot take.
He's going to LA. The Clippers are
the
Lakers.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm saying Lakers.
Chris Paul stays. He meets Chris Paul and the Clippers.
Okay. I respect that.
I think he stays in Cleveland.
No, I think he goes to the Clippers.
He's
going to meet
Cleveland.
with Chris
Anywhere
Paul.
But Cleveland.
Yeah.
Maybe the Lakers.
His wife has expressed interest in moving permanently to their LA home.
They have
okay,
a house in
but
LA,
did
yeah.
he did he serve his per? Did he give Ohio what they wanted?
I think they won him a championship.
I think he did. He came back and he gave him a championship.
Yeah,
he's still the most hateable athlete of all time.
Yeah,
he's got a career though. You got to respect that.
No.
He can't be the GOAT, like
3-5 David in NBA Ortiz. Finals.
Remember this. This was Kyrie. Okay. We said that was the number one.
Yeah. No, I hate Cleveland. What are you
gonna?
Like, they have no right to hate LeBron.
What are you gonna do
this?
With? What are you gonna? What are you gonna do if Lonzo leaves LA? Is he gonna be the most? He's already.
He's
the
not gonna leave LA. His dad won't let him.
I love Lonzo.
LeVar, yeah. Different
LeVar,
story.
Yeah.
Then you're gonna love.
We'll get into LeVar in a little bit. So let's move on. Jerry of the week. Matt. Here we go, Matt.
The Jerry of the Week.
Hold on, let me pull up my Jerry of the Week right now. Yep.
Good radio right here,
you guys
boys.
Want to fill some time?
Great radio. Manny, how about you kick us off then?
No, I have it.
I'll kick you
it.
Off. My Jerry, Pablo Sandoval, out with an ear infection.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that. Biggest Jerry move. I mean, Pablo, he's been a Jerry a lot recently. The whole show, he's been a Jerry. And the fact that, does he have an ear infection? Is this real?
No.
No way.
This actually leads right into my Jerry. My Jerry was the Red Sox for not cutting Pablo Sandoval yet. They just need, putting him on the DL.
Ear infection.
That's ear infection.
You go
come
to
on.
The doctor.
Just
you,
cut him.
Come on.
You don't want him on
an
the team.
Ear infection?
They have the money. Just pay the guy.
Yeah.
Pay the guy and say, hey.
Pay the
fatty,
guy.
Fatty, get out.
Free up a roster spot at this point.
Josh Rutledge.
$60 million.
Let's bring up the GOAT.
Rafael Devers.
Who is it, Matt? Who's the GOAT?
Rafael Devers. Que lo que.
No, we need to bring up Jason Groom.
Ah,
oh, okay.
Bring him up. Let him throw some cheddar.
Me and Quintal, we went to the Lowell Spinners game, saw his boy Jason Groom.
Yeah, because he thinks he's friends with him. Definitely doesn't even know him.
He has him on Snapchat.
Wow. Okay, that's great. Shane, here we go. Jerry.
Okay, so my Jerry of the week. I got Markelle Fultz for forgetting to fill in the blanks on his advertised Instagram post after he got drafted.
That was something.
We got an exact quote here. Excited to head to parentheses city and join the parentheses team name at Tiscott. It is helping me out to get started with my parentheses team name. Watch hashtag this is my time hashtag NBA draft.
Wow,
he is off to a great start.
Yeah, that's
amazing. I didn't even know about that. That's amazing.
Our guy Jason Tatum didn't do that.
That was amazing.
Come on now. So, obviously, big attachment to Philly.
And that's the last time he ever gets an ad, ever.
No, yeah.
Right?
He's done.
He can kiss his ad money goodbye.
He needs some PR 101.
Yeah.
Straight from the weekend wind-up, PR 101.
All right, Matt, let's see you, Jerry. What do you got?
So, my Jerry is... it took a while to get it,
yep.
But I forgot what it was. But my Jerry is John Farrell.
John Farrell, yep.
So, we're sticking with the
Red Sox theme, yep.
So I had to go to work. I watched a lot of the game, but then I had to go to work. So I didn't see it, but I kept getting notifications, bases loaded. What was it? Grand slam.
Yeah,
Salvador Perez.
This is against the...
Eighth inning.
Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, eighth inning, grand slam.
Red Sox
were
up 4-2.
I thought it was
4-2. They walked the bases loaded.
4-2. The game was like almost over. Yeah. I was at work. I leave work. I'm like, oh, they got this.
Yeah.
Come home. Nope. I show up at the gym. 6-4. Game over. What?
Salvador Perez, and then, frustrating.
Well, John Farrell's your Jerry, because Joe Kelly needs to be the 8th inning guy.
Joe Kelly throws 103. Okay,
who do you put 8th inning that game?
Matt Barnes. He thinks Matt Barnes is the 8th inning guy. Matt Barnes isn't awful.
He's a 6'7". Yeah.
Right. Joe Kelly's got like a 1 ERA. He needs to be 8th inning guy.
And Joe Kelly has nice hair, too.
Joe Kelly's a good-looking guy.
And the glasses.
Really hot. No, but they got 2 eighth inning guys and they're both hurt because of John Farrell.
Right.
Like he had Tyler Thornburg come in, traded the mayor for him, and because of John Farrell's workout plan, Tyler Thornburg hurt himself and he won't be back till next year.
And Carson Smith.
Carson Smith,
Tommy John.
He'll be back soon.
Tommy Yan.
All star break.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll be back. Oh good. Power moves. Let's keep this thing rolling. Manny, you got a power move?
I do have a power move for you. So, we all know about Tiger Woods.
Yep.
Great guy. Had some rough spells recently. So, he got arrested. There's a nice mugshot of him. It's been spreading around. It's been memed quite a bit.
Yep.
Been memed quite a bit.
It's in the meme cycle.
And so, we got somebody painted a mural of this picture. Huge mural.
Bad radio. We're going to describe the mural. We're going to show the mural.
I'm going to show you two right
now. The mural, it's in studio right now. We have a copy of it right now.
It's huge, and it's him, and it's just...
Let's see it. I haven't seen it.
Beautiful.
Let's see it.
You want to see it?
Yeah, let's pull it up. Bad radio.
Bad radio.
Extremely bad radio right now. Manny is currently on his computer pulling up the mural. Manny, you're very slow with this.
Yep. I am.
Regardless, the mural is in here.
You're going to get our reactions to it, though. That's going to be good.
Yeah. Whoa. Whoa. What is that? Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, here we go. He's got
he's
it. Here we go.
He's showing it right now.
I got it. Here you go, boys.
Wow.
Wow. That's actually, wow. That's impressive.
So it's three.
It's no, it's one.
It's on it's, brick. It's it three pictures three. Of the
it's
same.
One,
wait,
it's
what?
Three. It's his face three times.
Is it the picture yeah, of, I think, is his hairline good in it?
No.
Is it his the one that you see in
I think it's actually better than his original.
Yeah?
Like the painter gave him more credit than he deserved. Yeah.
That's nice.
So they're trying to spin zone Tiger Woods' career back into, yeah. Back into you know, good Tiger.
He's back of the week.
Tiger Woods, mural, give him good hairline.
Tiger's hair. That's
Tiger's yep, hair.
That's who's
thanks
back.
Thanks, ESPN.
Shane.
Wow.
You got a power move?
I do. My boy, LeVar Ball.
Yep.
Big LeVar Ball guy. So power move for him. He gave a speech after Lonzo got drafted and yep. Said that he knew this day was coming since the day Lonzo was born.
I've never hated a person more.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big fan. I mean, he did that, proceeded to talk about how his kids are going to both be drafted by the Lakers
yep.
Upcoming, LiAngelo and LaMelo. And yeah, it's a pretty big power move.
He's
calling a shot.
He said he knew this was happening before yeah. This was happening.
No, no, no. He said he's known this for 19, 20 years.
Yeah,
he said,
yep.
Said he made the Lakers Big Baller brand hat the day Lonzo was born.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which
that's just
Big
not,
Baller
which
brand.
Is not true at all. He made that.
You don't know that.
Couple
he just, you don't
but
know that.
He gives the people what he want, what
he
they
does,
want. You got to give it to him.
He's the greatest.
That interview
hype man.
Was honestly one of the best things I've ever
that
seen.
That was
right?
Electric.
It yeah. Was great.
It's just like, you know, he's like insane.
Yeah.
He's completely feeding.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not just the media's fault that he's got what he's
got. Oh, 100%.
Got. Yeah. No. Yeah. Just, right after they.
Not us, though.
No, not us.
Because here at Bedford 105.1 Week and Wind Up, we are here to, you know, shut down LeVar and his antics.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan still. He got me.
He's,
that's why you're a recurring guest.
He just says what he says to get attention.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I love
he's
him.
He's just spewing. And you can tell Lonzo.
Smart man.
Lonzo knows the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
He just, Lonzo is
the
complete opposite. Lonzo would be a great guy. Everyone like him.
Yeah.
Everyone like Lonzo a lot.
Right. That commercial, that was hilarious. Did you see that
commercial? Locker
commercial? Oh, my God. So funny. Matt, here we go. You got a power move?
Okay, yeah, I'll go for my power move. My power move is Donnie America.
Yep.
Hasn't been in the news a lot lately. Even as president, I feel like we talked about him more before we became president than after. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That's because he chilled out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, he had to. I mean, he's president. But yeah. Continue.
This, so, is, no
this
chill,
is no
chill, though.
This is no chill.
So here he is at his own golf course.
Yep.
One of his thousand.
Yep.
And he is...
What is this? His 100th day golfing already?
Probably. Don't blame him. Good days outside. Weather's been good.
Yeah.
So he's... Takes a golf cart, and drives it on the green, which is, I guess, I'm not a golf guy, but I guess
yeah,
you can't
no,
do that.
That's a big no-no. So there's cart signs.
Big no-no.
That's a cart. There's usually cart signs about 50 yards before the green, pointing in the direction which you need to drive the cart.
Not only, I mean, you're not even supposed to put your bag on the green.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The green is like the sacred place.
Right.
You nothing
goes on
there.
And he just rips
just
the golf cart right across. 6'3", 270, Donnie America rolling up. And he doesn't care.
He
and then
doesn't
he goes up to the guy's film and, hey, you know, didn't really do well in this last one. Hey, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Hey,
I mean,
what's up, Prez?
It's his course, so I guess he can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants.
But that's a power move and a half.
I love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
That was good. I got to give him that one.
Yeah. All right, my power move, Danny Ainge. So the Red Sox, not the Red Sox, the Celtics had the first pick in the NBA draft for the first time since 1980, I think.
Something like that.
And Danny Ainge traded it.
Power move.
That's a power move and a half. I mean, you don't get the number one pick very often, unless you're the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
But... I mean,
last time, I'm just going to say this. Maybe they traded it because last time the Celtics had a number one overall pick, he died.
Wow. Okay.
I got.
We're back to that. All right. But
we're going to edit that out.
Yeah. It was something like it was the second time in like 30 years that the number one pick has been traded.
Right.
Which is a nicer stat.
That is. But, you know, I guess in Danny we trust. So he didn't think Markelle Fultz was right for the team. He didn't think he was right for the team. So yeah. Jason Tatum. And I think Tatum's a good fit.
Yeah. He said he would have picked Tatum at one anyway. So.
Yeah. So we'll have some NBA draft talk later on in the show, but we're going to move on to Hardo. So, Shane, why don't you give us your Hardo?
All right. So, I got LeVar Ball. He's back. round two.
Who's back of the week?
Round two. LeVar Ball. So, he reportedly told his son, LiAngelo, that he will not make it to the NBA.
Yep. That's Hardo.
Being the father of the year. LeAngelo is going to be a freshman at UCLA next year.
Okay.
So, I mean, like,
wow.
He's okay. I don't think he'll do well in the NBA, but I think he'll make it. But LeVar, not very confident.
Lonzo seems to be the best of the
he seems to be
the brothers.
Yeah, but yeah. I hope and pray every day that LeAngelo becomes the best one. every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt, your hardo's pretty good.
Yeah, so I accidentally, that's why I was kind of laughing before I started my power move, because I was kind of clicking around on Snapchat, and then all of a sudden the snap map comes up.
Yeah.
So Snapchat's my hardo of the week.
Yeah.
What is this? Like, I see Flanagan somewhere on 101. Not here. Wherever he said he was, he's not.
And where's Heaps, though?
Hold on, okay, can I try to pull this up? How do I get to the snap map real quick? Let's find where these people are.
Yeah, so Hardo of the Week Snapchat for introducing this new feature.
This should be illegal,
this
to be honest.
This should definitely be illegal. Where you can see where all of your friends are
people
at any
are
point
in
time. This is not okay.
I'm throwing out my phone soon.
Okay, Heaps on the cape.
Shocker.
Shocker. Vape cape.
Flanny is on 101 somewhere.
I think he's working, actually. So shorties, that
shorties.
Makes sense.
Okay, yep. So
he's grinding.
Yep.
Okay, but
making that dough.
That's so, why I wasn't here last week.
This is
where
we can figure out, Manny, we can figure out if you're lying to us. Oh, sorry, I can't make the show. Oh, Manny is at a science march or something like that. Oh, perfect. Found him. Let's go get him.
All right. Manny, you got a hardo?
I do have I don't have a hardo, but I got something good for you. You could call this a hardo.
Oh, jeez.
You could call this a hardo. So I was recently in Chappaqua, New York for a graduation.
Hold up.
Chappaqua is where, just this is what, okay, this, this okay, relates to okay, this. This relates to okay, this. No, okay, listen.
It's
this,
culture week.
Matt, you'll like this.
Nope. So, Matt, you're going to love this, yeah.
So my friend, he just graduated from Horace Greeley, which is like their high school in Chappaqua.
Yep.
And their prom, Chappaqua, now let me remind you, is where Bill and Hillary Clinton live.
That's what I was going to bring
this
up.
This is their hometown. Yeah. Listen, Matt, you'll like this.
Matt is walking out of the
this
room.
This is their hometown. Their hometown. And guess where their prom was? Trump National.
Wow. That's a power move.
I'm back in the room, baby. I'm back in the room.
Power
when
move,
I heard
hardo,
that,
whatever you want to call it.
It was the best thing I've ever heard.
That is amazing.
That is just, oh, man.
Wow.
That was, and I mean, hey, some people, apparently my friend told me, some people were a little hurt about it, but he said, beautiful golf course, greatest golf course he's ever seen.
You know what?
Did he check out the greens, see if they had any wheel marks on them?
You know what? I bet Trump has something to do with that. I bet he set that up, which is hilarious.
Sitting at the Oval Office, hands crossed, what can I do?
How can I troll Hillary today?
How can I make her life even more miserable? Okay.
Oh boy. All right, my
it's
hardo.
The little things, by the way.
That was a good one. My hardo this week, Lovie Smith, who used to be the Bears coach, is now the football coach at Illinois University. And he just recently gave an offer to a fourth grader. So that's good. We had an 11-year-old get an offer from Hawaii a few weeks ago. And
really?
This week it's...
For what sport?
Football. Yeah, and this week it's a fourth grader from Illinois.
Long-term investments, all right?
Yeah.
People are offering LeBron's kids scholarships.
That's true. But that's LeBron's kids. This is just some random kid in Illinois getting a scholarship when he's 10.
Special.
Hasn't developed yet. Probably 4'5".
He's probably got some big upside to him.
He's projectable. It's all about projectability. He's probably 6'2", 190 already. He's going to be 6'10". They just know this stuff already. Or they're all made in factories, and that's where college athletes come from. We don't even know.
Conspiracy.
Manny might know. I don't know. and we actually have a surprise Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah.
We forgot about this.
Yes.
So we have Mount Rushmore of ultimate players.
Yeah, my specialty.
Yeah. So, Shane, you got a good one. Let's hear it.
It goes Brody Smith, Brody Smith, Brody Smith, Brody Smith. Moving on.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's the only person I've ever heard of, too.
That's the only one I know.
Maybe Dude Perfect. Are they frisbee?
Yeah, those guys, they're okay.
They do some frisbee stuff,
I mean, occasionally.
Right?
They're more basketball guys, yeah. But... You know, maybe throw.
So Brody Smith.
Yeah, we're football guys.
Yeah.
All right, and welcome back to the Week in Windup on Bedford 105.1. Matt insists on saying the 105.1 every single time I say it.
Free ads.
Free. Yeah, they are our radio station that we do this on, so that works. Lucky enough today, we are fortunate to have Sam Lederman in the studio.
What's my name?
Sammy Lades.
Nope.
The weapon.
Nope.
The weapon.
There
the weapon.
You go.
Oh, there it is.
Can
there
we
is.
Insert some like weapon sound effects there?
That's, yep. There you go.
There
that's
you go.
It.
I can make my own sound
already
effects.
Already great video.
Thank recurring
you.
Guests. So Sam and Shane
yep.
is hosting the show.
Yep.
As we talked about last time, he's guest host today. But we have you guys on today to talk about the Jazz.
My co-captain, Sam Lederman.
The Summer Biddy team, Utah Jazz.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
The reincarnation of the Dirtbags.
Yep. So yeah. you guys are captaining together. Captain,
of course.
As always.
The Dirtbags. We brought you in for a nice Dirtbags interview over the winter.
Yep. Best weekend.
And now
wind
it's summertime.
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, last time we came in to talk about the Dirtbags, we had a lot of success to
we
talk
did.
About.
Yeah.
Not, this is the opposite.
Not as much success to talk about.
So how's the season going so far for you guys? You doing well?
We're doing.
We're
0-4.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've been in the room where I'm not the worst Bitty team.
Where Matt's Bitty team has won a game.
Matt, me and Sam are like high performance athletes.
I will unload on you every single day, Matt.
You're doomed when we play you.
No Uh-oh. Blanks.
I dropped 8 points one game.
True.
So I dropped one last game. It was a dope free throw.
So let's talk about that season highs for your boys.
Yeah, I got
this
eight.
This season?
This season, Summer Bitty.
Oh, no.
I mean, we normally like to combine our totals.
Combined 11.
Combined 11.
We had 11.
Wow.
That's the career high for
that's
us.
That's pretty good.
Right? Double digits.
That is. That's double
Come
digits.
On now.
We're going to put up a triple-double combined by the end of the season.
Yeah, I bet you could.
Mark my words.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that we lead the league in all stats if we combine them.
You might. So
at least one stat.
All right. So you got the Jazz. It's obviously a different team from the Dirtbags.
Slightly.
But you got some...
Same soul.
But
same
you got
soul.
Some similar players.
We
same,
do.
Same players.
I guess you could say same soul or same lack of soul as we have our star ginger player, Thomas Morgan.
That's a good one. Yep.
Thanks.
Yep. And we also have Jack the Chiz God Chisholm.
Yeah. Didn't you have to trade for him?
We did. I spent money on him.
Take us through that trade. How did that come down?
Okay, so we drafted my boy Kayvon. I love Kayvon.
Yep.
Me and Kayvon, we came to an understanding about the trade.
Yep.
And, I spent about $20 to get Jack Chisholm.
Didn't he pay for half of it, though?
He's gonna. I don't think he has a source of income. Actually, start working at Target.
Oh, there you go.
That's
you
big. Know, that's, free he's ads. Making moves.
Catch my boy Jack Chisholm at Target.
So you traded him for Kayvon.
Yep.
And $20.
Yep, Kayvon and Cash.
I almost got offered for Kayvon. It didn't happen. I'm on the Timberwolves.
Yeah, there is zero disappointment right now for that.
Yeah.
I am thankful every day. I wake up in the morning and I thank my lucky stars that we don't have to have Matt on our team.
I mean,
not only would it just hurt our team's average, but the chemistry would just be broken down.
Yeah.
I failed chemistry and I still know that the chemistry would
it would be
destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
I never took it. It's just in my soul.
Ooh.
I was going to say something and I forgot. Bad radio.
Fake radio.
I mean, do you want to ask us about the rest of the team? We got new
yes.
faces.
New faces. Let's hear.
All right, you want to start, Sam?
Okay. Huge signing. We got Tyler Mendikoff.
Wow. Cool.
Okay. Now, some people question that pick. question that pick.
You may remember him from Hardo of the Week on the Weekend Wine.
Yeah, he was featured a couple times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Several. Yep. And he's not looking to get rid of that title.
nope.
Not at all.
Not at all, yeah.
On an 0-4 team.
Yeah, we drafted him while he still had frosted tips, so you could say that we really had trust in his abilities because it obviously had nothing to do with his appearance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how's he doing for you guys?
Okay.
I have more points than him on the year.
Very
That's
possible.
Not a good start for any player.
That's no. And what pick was
third,
he?
Third round.
He's the third round
pick.
Yeah.
Who's your second round pick?
Okay, we'll get into that. Chris Pope Francis.
Oh, there you go.
Ginormous human being.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He is the Great Wall of China.
In West Virginia over intercession, Chris ate two colossal pizzas, which is double the size of a large.
Wow.
No problem. Plus
By
other
himself?
People. Yeah.
He also eats up the boards.
Oh.
When
I'm not doing that. When
the weapon isn't down low and just eating people alive, Chris Francis is there. He's getting them. He has a move where he likes to just run at everybody in the middle of the lane.
Yeah,
I wouldn't stand in front
it's
of him.
Yeah, I've played against him multiple times, and he's unstoppable when he decides to do that move.
Big boy.
I don't know why he doesn't do the move more often.
He does a lot for the Jazz.
I think it takes a lot of energy out of him.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
So he has to charge up. If
this was
a video game,
like
he would have to save up.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then he just releases it.
Gotta have the full Gatorade bar.
That's exactly.
True. Yep. Who else we got?
We'll bang off a couple new faces here.
Yep.
We got Austin Dearborn, Sam Tynan.
Luke Burrito.
Yep. Also, Burrito is his real last name. But
Burrito?
Burrito works. I'm calling it Defensive Player of the Year.
Wow.
On him. Yeah, you know. He's only missed two games already, so that's good
that's
news.
That's less games than I've missed.
That's actually a good point, Mitch. So have you been to a single game yet?
I have not.
Okay,
Lack
so,
of dedication.
So that means that I am scoring more on the season than you.
Me
a
too.
Lot more. Yeah, you guys are.
Well, I wouldn't say a
Same
lot.
Same here. I've been to one
more.
Game. 2 points.
but more, yeah.
More works.
Yeah. Yeah, I have, unfortunately, not been able to make a game yet.
That's called a lack of dedication.
I will be at every other game from now on.
If you're on the Jazz, buddy, we wouldn't tolerate that kind of behavior.
No, you would be off in a heartbeat. Wow. We would trade you,
back for Kayvon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, great GMs, I apologize to the Magic. My captain's Ryan Porter, Ben Gilson.
That's too bad. Sorry.
I think we're okay. We lost the Mets team, which we touched on a little earlier.
Yeah. One of your players told us you would rather play for us.
Oh.
Yeah, Tim Green.
Oh, wow. Well,
we're not going to name names here, but it's Tim Green.
Tim Green. Yeah, I have no problem holding
maybe
that back.
Maybe he needs to be traded.
I mean, trade deadline's gone.
Oh, is it? Oh.
You can just give him to us.
He said we look like we're fun, so
I mean, that's what everyone said about us, but nobody wanted to be on our team, Winter.
I wonder why.
Because of you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we got a new team that's having a lot of fun.
Yeah, the Jazz. Right.
Yeah, so, like...
Some people have more fun than others.
Yeah, the Jazz is the redheaded stepchild of the dirtbags. You know, like, like, it's there, and, you sometimes it gets some affection, sometimes it gets, like, you know, beaten.
It's not the one we're going to reminisce about after high school.
Yeah. But, you know, it's summer, Biddy. What are you going to do?
I think you guys will win some games.
Hot take one.
Hot take, you win more games than Matt's team.
Whoa.
We got a game coming up against them in July, I believe.
Okay.
And that will be a battle.
That's must-watch television.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Be there.
Well, we can wind up will be there. Yeah. Handing out bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah. Bumper stickers galore.
Yeah, because we've missed many opportunities to do that before. So, right. Yeah, now the Jazz Timberwolves game is going to be the time that we hand out weekend wind-up bumper stickers.
I will wear one on the back of my shorts.
Wow.
Wear one. Warning, we cut off the sleeves to our jerseys.
The second
we knew that we could modify our jerseys, we did.
Oh, you can.
We can.
Oh, wow.
We did.
Almost went crop top.
Yeah, it was close.
Maybe if we get enough people to the game, I'll go crop top mid-game. I cut off the sleeves mid-game.
Hear that? All right, to all you award-winning listeners, we get 25 people to show up, 25 fans. Shane's going to wear a crop top. And Sam. They're both going to wear a crop top.
Crop top, baby.
And then I'll wear, I'll wear your bumper sticker, on my bumper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Right, like a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
You know?
I like that. Yeah. So, teams to look out for.
I'm just thinking bad visual. Are you kidding?
For some.
So we haven't had any Summer Biddy talk on the show yet.
None.
Let's
a couple super teams, and I think it's ridiculous. This league is obviously rigged. The draft was rigged. This is just uncalled for.
Jack O'Donnell picked first overall. Oh my God!
It's a shame the commissioner of the year couldn't have been the commissioner.
Yeah,
of this
we
league.
Had,
I don't know what happened.
There's varsity players being captains.
Yep.
Taking up first round picks they don't need that we could use for good reasons, and we get stuck with Guy Fieri in the third round, and it is unacceptable.
He takes us to Flavortown, but he doesn't get us.
We're
win.
Only halfway there to Flavortown because he got rid of the tips.
That's a good point.
Unacceptable.
True. So. Best teams in the league, besides you guys.
Cavs.
That's true. We're just sleeping.
Cavs.
We're looking to get
so,
the
So, you know
last
how,
seat.
Like, LeBron said that he's never been on a super team? Well, the Cavs, just like they are in real life, are a super team. Mm-hmm. Sorry, LeBron.
Yeah.
It's uncalled for. They made some trades to get, for some reason, the fourth overall pick, Tim Gallimaga.
Gucci Gallus. Oh, he is.
So, they have him now.
He's the Anthony Bennett.
What was that trade? Do you know?
I don't know. Yeah. It couldn't have been good.
It was like a couple of semi-big dudes. That's it.
For Gallimaga?
Yeah.
First round pick?
Well, because I guess that makes sense because you put together a couple big dudes and you form them together and then you get Tim Gallimaga.
A big dude, yeah.
Right. So, they're good. The Lakers, I think they're pretty decent, right?
Our boy Jeremy and Sally's team, non-believer in the weapon.
I'm going to be honest, I think they're absolute garbage.
Wow.
They are frauds.
They couldn't get the win against we couldn't get the win against the Sixers, but they couldn't, and they have a varsity player, and Jeremy could play varsity as well.
They were missing their first four picks. Okay,
they're both varsity captains.
If Nolan was there.
Nolan was there. They were both there.
They should have won.
Yeah,
exactly.
The Sixers are not a team you're supposed to lose.
So this is a direct call out to the Lakers. We are going to stomp on you.
Wow.
Nolan, if you try to dunk on me, I'm just going to hit you where it hurts, and I think you know where I'm talking about, okay?
And then I will dunk on you.
Bet.
Yeah, bet on it.
Actually, Shane does have a gambling problem. So
somebody bet me some money on
it. Yeah, no, don't say the word better. I'm sorry. That's my bad.
And then Max Chartier and Noah Chabrik. That team's pretty good. What team is that?
Is that the Thunder?
That is the Thunder. Yeah. We haven't played them yet. We got a game. We weren't supposed to play them on our original schedule, and then it got scheduled that we can play them now.
Does that sound like the league
is trying to stop the Jazz?
That sounds like the league. I don't know. We'll have to bring Cole Wheeler in here at one point.
Mr. Half Court.
New commissioner, Mr. Half Court.
We can just have the audio to the fight that us and Cole Wheeler have. The fist fight, not the verbal fight.
Oh, fist fight.
Yeah, I'm going to take down Cole
Wheeler. And by fist fight, he means we're going to shoot half court shots until one of us makes it before him, and then we're just going to
That'll be the winner of the game.
Yeah.
That's a good fist fight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's also must-watch television.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to live stream
that. We can wind us to be at that, too. Yeah.
Free bumper stickers, although it's not on Bedford 105.1. However, this is not TV. This is radio. So if you guys want, you know, clips from the game, like, you know, audio clips, good sound bites, we'll be there. You know, a lot of people...
Follow us on social media.
Follow us on social media. We can wind up...
Twitter, Instagram.
And make sure to listen to us on Bedford 105.1 WBNH on 10 Meeting House Road. A lot of people wonder why this is simply radio. And, you know, I'm staring the answer right in the face right now. His name is Matt.
Wow.
Trust me,
wow.
You don't want to see this face right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Radio.
This is a radio face.
That's... Maybe a Bobby for television?
He's giving me... what?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Nice Crocs.
His Crocs
it's,
on?
It's Crocs. He does.
Oh, that's plus 10.
Crocs season.
All right. Well.
It is Crocs season. So we're getting way off topic here. let's end with some final thoughts.
Okay.
Number of games you guys are going to win. What do you think?
The rest.
You know, that's actually a really fair point.
Yeah.
I think...
There are like four games left, of course. You have a chance. Anyone has a chance.
Anyone with two hands has a fighting
chance.
Matt,
drop some knowledge.
Yeah, Matt, could you just be quiet for a second, okay? All right, so I think we're just going to win the rest of our games. The weapon has indeed been firing blanks. I haven't been playing to my fullest potential. I need to unload.
He's not getting the calls
guys
that he deserves.
No.
He needs those superstar calls.
I legitimately played against Rashab, who was like half my size, and I was like posting up, and then Ty was just like, no! And I was like... Pass it to me. Yeah. I mean, I probably would have missed the open shot anyway, but come on.
Give him a shot.
I like the Tyler Mendikoff impersonation right there.
That was good. Is he in the studio?
Okay, Ty. Well, hey.
We'll get him in here next time.
No, you don't need to do that.
No, maybe not. But thanks, boys. This was an awesome interview. We had a lot of fun. It's
always a lot
of fun when you guys come in the studio.
Oh, thank
you. Guy Fieri signing off.
We'll be back for the post-championship interview.
Definitely.
Yeah, you're going to need to... You know, make a plaque. Maybe a statue of the weapon.
You can hang up our crop tops in here after the season.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
We're not going to wash them.
Okay.
I haven't washed it all season.
Oh, even better.
Oh, that's not.
All right.
It keeps the defense away.
All right, we'll have you guys back on at some point, hopefully over the summer.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
For coming. This
Shout out
awesome.
To all my fans, the Weapon Knights. Love you, boys.
Woo!
Welcome back to the Weekend Windup on Bedford 105.1.
Who is calling?
And we got a call in. Hello? Who is this?
Hi, it's Adrian Wojciechowski.
Adrian Wojciechowski.
Adrian, how you doing?
The NBA guy.
Yeah, guy who
was
here.
Yeah. How
I'm
you doing?
Well, I wanted to call in to give some insight on the winners and losers of the draft, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
No better place to call in than Bedford 105.1 Weekend Windup, WBNH.
New Hampshire's best hour sports radio. Let's hear it.
Hot takes only. Let's go.
You got some winners and losers for us?
Yep. You know,
awesome.
I'm going to start with the biggest loser of the draft.
Uh-oh.
Fire Garpack, Chicago Bulls.
Yeah,
Chicago
Garpacks are terrible.
What are they doing? All right, look at this trade. Jimmy Butler and 16 for Chris Dunn, who sucked his rookie year. LaVine, who just came off of an injury. And
he's good. He's currently in the injury, right? He's recovering from an ACL tear.
Yeah, he just got an ACL tear. You never know. And, and he's an athletic guy, so you never know what he's going to do.
Yep.
He might
Hot
never
takes.
Come back. And also, the biggest thing is selling that 38th pick, Jordan Bell, to Golden State for cash. Come on, Chicago's the biggest market.
They need to pay Dwayne Wade. That's the whole reason. Because Dwayne Wade just accepted his option. I think they're going to try and buy him out.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's not a take.
Why? Shouldn't you know this?
You heard anything about that, Wash?
No, you know, I've only been hearing bad things out of Chicago. I'm scared.
Let
us calm you down.
You're a capital J journo right here. What could you be scared for Chicago? I feel like your job security is always there. Why are you scared about Chicago?
You know, nothing's going well there.
Define nothing.
Just bad decision. Just bad decision. That entire trade, and I'm sorry, selling the pick was a terrible idea. There was no, my sources tell me there was, it was just failure of the front office.
What do you think about Lauri Markkanen, the guy they took?
Oh,
with,
yeah.
I think he's a stretch four five that can shoot well, but he'll get bodied in the league.
Do you have a comparison to a current NBA player for us?
Kristaps Porzingis.
Is it because he is white and foreign?
Would you like to go in depth about your racism towards Europeans?
I think Bargnani.
Andrew Bargnani. Yeah, that's a good one. Good one, Wash.
That's what I'm thinking. Except for he'll be out of the league in about 3 years.
Oh, Lauri.
And he'll go play in Croatia, right?
Yep.
Yep. I thought the Bulls were going to take Dennis Smith with that pick.
I thought they should have taken Smith.
You know,
or
winner
anyone
was
else.
Dallas getting Dennis Smith.
Oh, there's a winner.
Hey, we have a winner. Waj. Yes,
that is a winner.
Thanks, Waj. Anything about this winner right here?
You know, Dennis Smith, huge talent. He could have gone 3 to the Celtics, and I would have expected that.
Right.
He could be the best point guard out of the draft, in a point guard heavy draft.
I think Danny Ainge actually said something like he was like thinking about taking him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Danny Ainge loved him, and if the Celtics weren't stacked at guard already, I think he would have taken him.
Did you hear the reason, Waj, from your sources as to the reason why the Celtics didn't take Josh Jackson? Because I heard something crazy.
Ooh.
The reason that I heard was they didn't want Josh Jackson and Jaylen Brown on the same team because they're both the same kind of player. They want a different player in Tatum. Tatum can also play the slide into the small ball 4.
Right.
These are just what my sources are telling me.
Yeah, okay. And Tatum can shoot. They needed a shooter. They need a scorer.
Shooter, shoot. Also, what I heard is that Josh Jackson refused a workout with the Celtics.
Canceled the workout. Had it canceled. Planned. Bailed.
And canceled.
Yep, and canceled. So it sounds like Manny Ray. So we don't want a Manny Ray on your team. They don't want a Manny Ray on their team.
That is fair.
Fair enough.
It's a good point.
Yeah, Danny Ainge said he did not want
to
play for the Celtics.
To go off Danny Ainge, you know, I don't really know what they're doing.
The Celtics?
Jimmy Butler was sold real low.
I mean,
Danny Ainge definitely could have gotten him for next to nothing. Swindler Danny.
I think he said he didn't want to give up the number 3 overall pick. And that was why they didn't. Nothing fell through.
Must mean he really likes Tatum, then.
Have you heard any progressions? Have you heard any progressions about the Paul George talk?
He would have taken Josh Tatum first overall.
Josh Tatum's pretty
Jason.
Good.
Jason Tatum. I'm sorry. Getting them mixed up.
Waj's been up all night.
Yeah, he's a little tired.
I've been up all
busy night.
Yeah.
Busy night. Yeah. But about the Paul George thing, have you heard any progressions in the trade talks? There were reports last night.
Nothing out of Paul George. Just been here in silence. I don't think that he's going to be moved until the trade deadline. That's my prediction.
Okay. Wow.
Fair.
But
where is he going to go?
Wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers pick him up.
Yeah.
Or maybe even Portland.
Portland. Oh, wow.
Sources.
Why Portland?
I've been hearing a little bit of rumblings out of Portland. they need that guy.
Down to the 10-yard line. Sorry. Continue on.
It happens.
Continue, Adrian.
Another winner of the draft, Sacramento. You know, Sacramento has had some pretty bad front office moves, but after this draft, I was happy to say I'm impressed.
When they traded 10 for 15 and 20, I thought that was a really good deal.
That was a good move.
That was a smart guy move.
Portland definitely lost that. They got they got a white center. Oh, no. They now have 4 centers.
They have 4 centers on their roster now?
They got Cauley Stein, right?
2 centers, and then they have Plumlee and Nurkic.
Oh, Portland, yeah.
But Sacramento, they got De'Aaron Fox, great point guard. You know, I think he could be actually the next John Wall.
Ooh, and wow.
Sources are telling you this.
Justin Jackson, great shooter.
Yep.
They already have, you know, what's his name
Buddy
from
Hield?
New Orleans?
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield.
Yep.
Great shooter. You know, big like Clay, shoots like Steph.
Nice.
And Giles, who, you know, could be.
I like the Harry Giles pick.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the Kings and you're rebuilding. Why not take a risk?
Shane
like
actually
that?
Made a nice bet about Harry Giles.
I did. I stole $5 from Jeremy Natale's dad.
Wow.
I bet Jeremy Natale's dad that Harry Giles would go before pick 29, and he went at 20. So take that, Natale family.
Wow, just stealing money.
Yeah.
That's what we do here at the weekend wind up.
I think the Kings definitely killed it. I would agree with you there.
Yep.
Anything else?
Another winner.
Yep.
Lakers. Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
I think the next Jason Kidd. In the NBA.
Yeah.
The biggest winner, though, LaVar Ball.
Ooh.
For that interview.
My boy.
LaVar Ball, you know, has been in the media constantly, has developed a brand, and got his son picked at number two. And some people might be annoyed with him, but what he's doing is nothing but amazing.
Don't you think his son got himself picked at number two, not LaVar?
He might be onto something here, Prof.
Say it again?
Don't you think Lonzo got himself picked at number two instead of LaVar?
If anything, yes and no.
If anything, didn't LaVar hurt him?
Lonzo is very talented. I believe that he's going to be a multi-time all-star in the NBA. But I just think that LaVar Ball definitely helped him.
So do you think that he still goes to the Lakers if there's no LaVar Ball and it's not as hyped up that he wants to be a Laker? Do you think they keep D'Angelo and just go somewhere else?
He, in my mind, is the second best prospect in the NBA draft.
Who's first? I've heard you're big on the number one guy.
Markelle Fultz.
I thought you said Smith was the best point guard in the...
Could be, bro.
He
projections.
Said could be. Yeah, he said could be.
Nope, Markelle Fultz.
Will he be an all-star? Yes or no?
Yes. He will be an all-star along with Embiid and Simmons.
Wow.
And Saric? And Dario Saric?
Nope, I'm not. Dario Saric would be a perfect sixth man.
Okay.
I've heard things from friends or other people that I've talked NBA with that they believe Markelle Fultz could be a top 10 point guard all time. Now, I think that's a bit of a hot take, but do you think that you have any words for those people?
What friend of yours has said that?
I don't know. Someone, I don't know. He enjoys to have drinks in the shower, but I don't know.
You know, another, but I have to go back to L.A. The Lakers, not just the pick two, but pick 30 with Josh Hart. Fantastic two-guard that can come in and play immediately. National champion. I think he's going to do well in the NBA.
Who took Josh Hart? Lakers?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought he was going to fall. I wasn't huge on Josh Hart. Loved him at Villanova, but I don't know how his game is going to translate to the NBA.
You know, the Cats are a great team, coached by great coach, and really impressed by this front office move by Magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, anything else?
Lodge.
That's it from me.
That's all you got?
That's all you got. No, all right. No big rumblings?
Actually, you know what? Hot take.
Yeah.
Phil Jackson is the worst GM in the
that's
league.
Not that's not a hot take.
That is a cold take.
That's a cold take, yeah.
I think everyone knows that.
That is a popsicle of a take.
He is delusional. Frank Ntilikina, great prospect, but Dennis Smith on the board still?
I know.
I agree they should have taken Dennis Smith.
What is he doing with Porzingis? You know, I've been hearing rumblings about that, but I don't think anything's going to happen. But, yeah.
So do you think any trades will happen in the next few days?
I don't.
No,
none.
I think no trades will happen. I think everyone will stay pat. Free agency will come. I'm hearing big things out of Boston trying to get.
Who's the first big name to get moved this offseason besides Jimmy Butler?
Gordon Hayward to the Boston Celtics.
Right. Oh,
reuniting with his old coach.
Let's get into some of these free agent signings. Yeah. So where do you think Blake Griffin's going to go? You gave us Gordon Hayward. Let's hear Blake Griffin.
I think
Boston.
Blake's staying in L.A.
You think Blake's going to stay?
Disagree.
With the Clippers?
Yep. Supermax, 5 years.
Okay. I could see that.
His best move, staying there. That's what my sources are telling me.
Yep. That's a good one. Chris Paul.
Ooh.
Boston.
I'm feeling San Antonio. They're gonna
really?
Make some,
you think they make
I'm
that big move?
They're trying to make some moves, clear up some cap. Chris Paul, you know, he's not going to sign for the veteran minimum, but I don't know if he's going for the max.
I don't think he'll.
And if he's on that team with Popovich, I think they're a serious contender. Golden State should worry.
Yeah, I think the addition of Chris Paul. I think Chris Paul's definitely going to take less to try and win a ring.
I do too.
So
that's what my sources are telling me.
Yeah, I could see him going to the Spurs definitely. LeBron. LeBron can opt out of his deal. Is he going to stay in Cleveland or not?
No, LeBron's staying in this year. Next year, I could see him.
Beantown.
In the LeBron camp. I'm here in L.A., but, you know, Cleveland's his home. I think that we might have the next decision.
So you think LeBron's going to leave Cleveland in 2 years?
Or is he going to take his talents?
No, I'm 50-50 on that.
50-50. All right. All right, and Kyle Lowry. That's another big name. What do you think he's going to do?
You know, Kyle Lowry is not staying in Toronto.
Wow.
All year, I was hearing that he has zero interest of staying.
I saw that on the SportsCenter Instagram page. I don't know about you.
I don't know where he's going, but he's not staying in Toronto.
I saw that 3 days ago on the SportsCenter Instagram page. You can probably find I commented on it
there. I got a couple guys for you, Woj, to end off on here. I got Derrick Rose.
Okay, that's a good one.
And I got Paul Millsap. What do you think about those two?
Derrick Rose, haven't been hearing much from him.
Spurs. I thought I heard Spurs.
I heard Spurs.
If they can't get CP3, I think Rose could go to the Spurs.
I like that. I just haven't been hearing anything from my sources. Okay. You know, he's been fading away.
Quiet.
But I just want to talk about something else. You know, how about the L.A. trade the day before the draft with D'Angelo Russell? Really impressed. I wasn't hearing anything about that, and then it came out of nowhere. D'Angelo, it's a great move for the Nets. Absorb some contract while you're bad, but also get a young star. But what I've been hearing is the Lakers are so happy that they moved D'Angelo. You know, after the whole Swaggy P.
Right.
He's a free agent, too.
Right.
People don't like snitches.
Right. And they got Zoe, so they don't have really a need for D'Angelo.
It all worked out.
Yeah.
And then Brook Lopez over to the Lakers.
That makes the Lakers
LeVar
a lot
Ball giving the prediction of playoffs for the Lakers with now the additions of Brook and Lonzo. Do you think that comes anywhere close to fruition?
You know, I don't know. I'm not hearing anything from that.
That says something.
I mean, it's just a prediction about do you think the Lakers will make the playoffs? You don't need sources.
You know, I don't think they will. I think they'll still be a bottom feeder. I think they'll be in about around 8 pick, and the Celtics pick will go to Sacramento in 2019.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking.
I don't think the Lakers are going to be quite a contender. There's still too many good teams in
the
West.
They're going to be good enough that the Celtics don't get that pick, though.
Final hot take.
Yeah. Let's hear
it. Josh Jackson will be a bust, complete bust.
Ooh.
Kid can't shoot. We'll never learn how to shoot. We're shooting 56% from the charity stripe in college. Huh. He's not getting any better. Those guys in Phoenix, you know, they have Booker, but Josh Jackson, he won't be anything more than a defensive-minded player.
Wow. All right. Well, thanks, Woj, for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
You always bless us with a lot of amazing knowledge.
Especially on Twitter.
Thank you. Follow me on Twitter.
Yep. Drop some Woj bombs for us.
Yep.
I will do.
All right. See ya.
Love you guys.
Thanks
you guys
for coming
later.
On.
See ya.
All right. And joining us for the outro, we have guest host today, Jack Flanagan.
Participating in Culture Week.
Whoa, wait a second. I'm not a guest host. I'm a regular host. And here's the deal. I come back from work. I get cut early, and I come to the weekend windup because I do my best. You know, you have people like Manny, who's not even here for my outro. Just no dedication, but I'm as dedicated as possible. I just, you know, I come whenever I can. I'm legendary. Anyways,
legendary.
Apparently there's an outro I have to do, but first I just want to talk about Donnie America. Power moves this week, driving a golf cart on the green.
We talked about this if you were here.
I get that you talked about it, but
do you have your own special take?
I just want our buddy in North Korea, Kim Jong-un, that donkey-brained fool, I just want him to know that that's a pure show of strength. That's like, you know how North Korea fires those little missiles? That is Donald Trump's response. He's driving on a green because everybody knows you can't do that unless you're a total badass. That's just Donnie America. Anyways, so that's it for this episode of the Weekend Windup on Bedford 105.1. If you happen to miss any of the show today or would just like to listen to a little more, follow us on Instagram at Weekend Windup. That's one word, at Weekend Windup. Or look us up at www.podbean.com on the 105.1 WBNH page.
Or tune in Sundays at 9 a.m. and Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 10 p.m. on Bedford
105.1. And also, you can look us up on Twitter at The Weekend Windup. I'm not sure on the Twitter handle.
It's at Weekend Windup.
At Weekend Windup, yeah.
Weekend_Windup.
And that's for the hottest takes as well as the hottest pizza reviews as well as the hottest culture reviews. So thank you for listening. Tune in next week. And remember, Bedford,
stay classy.